I'm going to read some, Lord willing, out of the... I'm going to read some out of the 69th Psalm. And also out of the 17th chapter of the book of Acts. And maybe all you get some reading, but it's what we got. The 69th chapter of the book of Psalms. And the 17th chapter in the book of Acts. Now this scripture, I can already tell you, it probably don't go together, but this is what we got. So you just bear with us. It's that. In the 69th chapter of the book of Psalms, we're going to start with the 7th verse. It says, "Because for thy sake I have borne reproach, shame hath covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproached thee are fallen upon me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. I made sackcloth also for my garment, and I become a proverb to them. They that sit in the gate speak against me, and I was the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time, O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up. And let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. Thou hast known my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. Mine adversaries are all before thee. Reproach hath broken mine heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none. And for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, That which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened, that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. And I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullocks that hath horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek God. For the Lord heareth the poor and despiseth not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein. For God will save Zion and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and have it in possession. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. 17th chapter of the book of Acts. We're going to start with the 22nd verse. It says, then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. Whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they may feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's devices. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. So Paul departed from among them, howbeit certain men clave unto him and believed, among the which was Dionysius the Areopagite, and a woman named Damaris, and others with him. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a good bit of scripture tonight, knowing that we made mention that of the book of Psalms, of which we read, probably has very little, if anything, to do with what we've read out of the 17th chapter of the book of Acts. But these two scriptures is that we felt like reading tonight. And I appreciate the reading of the Word. Now you pray for just a minute. We'll try our best to get ourselves out of the way. I really don't know exactly what we're going to do, if we do anything, but I thought about that of the book of Psalms. The Bible teaches us there that that of David was complaining somewhat about the state that which he is in. But a lot of that David had said there in the 69th chapter was prophetic and concerning not just David, but is concerning that of our Lord. Brethren, he went on down and he began to talk about that of how that they had given him that of gall and that of vinegar to drink and all such as that. And then he started talking about what the Lord ought to do with the enemy. And told them, he said, put the enemy out. He said, let their habitation be desolate. For that of which they have done that against David. And the scripture teaches us, and I want to go just a little bit further, and brethren, and then he asked for mercy. Yes, he did. He wanted the Lord to deal with him through mercy, and he wanted God to have mercy upon him. And brethren, and he said he'd dwell in his tents, and my friend, and in his place. Now, if I had anything tonight, that's pretty much what I'd like to leave with you. And brethren, the Bible says in the book of Acts that we read unto you, and you know the scripture very much about that of Paul, and being around Mars Hill and that of which he saw and that we read in your hearing tonight. But he come on down and he began to say, he said, neither is, he said, God that made the world and all things therein. Brethren, he said, seeing that he is Lord of heavens and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Brethren, he don't dwell in temples made with hands. And the scripture teaches us, you might say, well, preacher, where is his dwelling place? My friend, brethren, he tells us where his dwelling place is. And you can read over in the book of Isaiah. My friend, and he said, the earth, my friend, the heaven was his throne, and the earth was his footstool. And my friend, and he said, where is the place that you'll build, or the house of my rest, or the place that you'll build for me? And my friend, he said, this, to this man will I look. And my friend, he that be of a poor and a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. And my friend, he don't live in houses tonight. And my friend, he lives in a building not made with hands. And my friend, yes sir. Yes sir, and that ain't what I want to leave with you. And my friend, but brethren, that's where he don't live. And my friend, in a bit, he's not going to live. And my friend, in another building. And my friend, made with hands. No, sir, not now, not after a while. And my friend, brethren, no, they can't find. They can't find. I don't care. And brethren, if they do build the temple back. And my friend, his abode won't be in it. And my friend, no sir. And no sir. And you say, preacher, I don't know about that. And
night, friend. Well, they tried to find about every altar they could here. At night, friend, and they was praying to every God they had. At night, friend, and they put an inscription to the unknown God. At night, friend, Paul picked up pretty quickly. At night, friend, he said, him shall I declare unto thee. At night, friend, him that is unknown. And my friend, him that you don't know. And my friend, and that you worship. And my friend, he said, I'll declare him unto thee. And my friend, he said, he made the world. And my friend, and in all things therein. And my friend, I've done read, I know I'm going to read it again. And my friend, that he is the Lord of heaven. And my friend, and earth, and dwelleth not in temples made with hands. He said, neither is worship with men's hands. And my friend, as though he needed anything, seeing that he giveth to all life and breath and all things. And my friend, he says, and he hath made of one blood all nations of men. For to dwell on all the face of the earth. And my friend, and hath determined the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation. And my friend, he said, and I want to talk just a little bit. And my friend, he come on down to say that he wasn't far from any of us. And my friend, for it was in him that we live and move and have our being. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, there's nothing, nothing that pleases God anymore than to dwell in his temple. My friend, yes, sir, than to dwell in his temple. My friend, you say, preacher, you just said he wasn't going to dwell no building. My friend, brethren, not a building made with hands. My friend, brethren, listen, we're not going, my friend, even that. My friend, after a while, to live in a four square building. My friend, no, sir. My friend, the Bible said here, and brethren, as it said in Isaiah, my friend, brethren, the rest for the Lord, the place of rest was in the soul of man. My friend, yes, sir, was in the soul of man. My friend, brethren, that's where God dwells. My friend, that's his habitation. My friend, brethren, he talked about making all things. My friend, and he talked here. My friend, about happily, he said they feel after him. My friend, but he said in half determined, he said he made all of one blood of all nations. My friend, in other words, he's looked at man, my friend, through one blood. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, he had they had the Jews and the Gentiles. My friend, brethren, the Greek and the barbarians, the Scythians, the bond and the free. My friend, he said, I'm not looking at that no more. My friend, he said, I have made of one blood all nations. My friend, he looks at mankind, my friend, as one. Yes, sir, you say, preacher, you can't preach that. My friend, I believe I can. My friend, he don't look at the Jew. My friend, and the Hebrew and the Greek. My friend, anymore. My friend, he don't look at the American. My friend, the Ethiopian. My friend, none of them. other nationalities, my friend. Anymore he looks at one. My friend, because we're all one. My friend, one blood, one nation. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, that won't work. My friend, let me finish. My friend, let me finish for he. My friend, I didn't write this. My friend, I didn't put it in here. My friend, Paul was talking them. My friend, of that day in the book of Acts. My friend, brethren, that Paul himself was put on the block. My friend, many a time because they didn't like his preaching. Yes, sir. But my friend, Paul didn't let that bother him. My friend, he didn't let that bother him too much. My friend, Paul had a message for all men. My friend, he didn't have a message to the Jew. My friend, and to one, to the Greek, or the Gentile. He had one message for one man. And brother, it worked for all. Yes, it would. Yes, it would, and it still works. Yes, it does tonight. You're going to have to pray. I'm about wore out. My friend, but listen. Listen. My friend, brethren, he hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth. My friend, ain't that what I told you? My friend, we like to separate a lot of things. My friend, I'll tell you what separates man. My friend, their traditions and their customs. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, brethren, and their God. My friend, if you really want to know the truth. My friend, that's what separates men. My friend, it doesn't matter. You can work with folks. I heard Bruce say tonight. My friend, remember them lost that he worked with. My friend, you know what separates them men from Bruce? My friend, it's Bruce's faith. My friend, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, sirree. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, hear me. That's what separates men. My friend, but when you come down to it, the same message. My friend, that got Bruce Owens. My friend, will work for them men. My friend, if they ever get under conviction. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, if they'll ever humble themselves before God. My friend, they'll find one message. My friend, for all mankind. My friend, brethren, they don't live no different than he does. My friend, they don't live no different than you do. Yes, sir. Do you know why? My friend, I don't get around a lot of men. My friend, I'm talking about just mingle with them. My friend, it's because I know their intentions. My friend, and their intentions and my intentions are two different things. My friend had a man to tell me a long time ago. My friend, he said his ministry wouldn't end the church. My friend, and I thought, well, my friend, I understand what the ministry means too. Don't get me wrong. My friend, but he said, I have to go to the bars. My friend, to reach my people. My friend, I said, brother, my friend, you gonna wind up in trouble. My friend, yes, sir. You say, preacher, you don't believe God in getting them bars? My friend, I sure do. My friend, but I don't believe he gonna send you in there after them. Woo! Glory! friend, you might have to wait on them to come out. Glory. Glory to God. My friend, you say, preacher, you've lost your marbles. My friend, he was as serious as the day was long. My friend, I told him, I says, brother, I said, no doubt you got the Lord with you. My friend, but I'm going to tell you one thing. My friend, you ain't as strong as the Lord is. My friend, no, you're not. My friend, I had the opportunity about 3.5 months later. My friend, he had quit that job and went somewhere else. My friend, I met him there in Calhoun. This is years ago. My friend, on the street, I got to talking to him. My friend, I smelled his breath. My friend, and I told him. My friend, I said, brother, my friend, your ministry didn't last too long, did it? I couldn't help it. My friend, I said, the best thing you can do, my friend, is repent and get in the church. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, let God take care of the lost. My friend, he can do it. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. My friend, yeah, I know what I'm talking about. My friend, there's those of you that know very well. My friend, I was here in 82. My friend, 83 and 4 with. My friend, we had a little visitation. My friend, we'd meet right here at this church and pray. My friend, and we'd get up and somebody normally had somebody on their heart. My friend, and I never will forget. My friend, the times that we went down to a certain place. My friend, and the deacon that mentioned it, he said, now, Randy, it might be rough. My friend, I understood what rough meant. My friend, yes, I did. My friend, we pulled up down there at that house. My friend, and they all just scattered, didn't they? Yes, they did. My friend, they all seemed like they got in their own corner. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, we didn't go and visit them one time. We visited them several times. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, it took a little while. My friend, for God to continually deal with that heart. My friend, but brethren, God got a hold of them. Did you know that? My friend, but listen to me. My friend, listen to me. We didn't tarry. My friend, we didn't hang around. My friend, we said what we had to say. My friend, and we left there. We most certainly did. My friend, brethren, it's about like that. My friends, you know, my friend, that Lot knowed what kind of shape. My friend, his son-in-laws were in. My friend, yes, sir. He knowed what kind of habitation, my friend, they dwelled in. Yes, they do. Birds of a feather flock together. My friend, didn't you know that? My friend, you watch and see if they, by naturally speaking, my friend, you watch and see if they don't flock together. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I've got some friends, my friend, that I might, brethren, would be a little closer to. My friend, but brethren, we ain't on the same page. My friends, you know that. Not that they're bad men. My friend, but they just do things that I ain't gonna do. Yes, sir. My friend, yes, sir. Not that I'm any better than them. My friend, but brethren, I know my weaknesses. My friend, don't you? my friend, there's some things. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got proof. My friend, I've got scripture, folks. My friend, you can't never say that you've been tempted of the Lord with evil. My friend, because he said he tempteth no man with evil. My friend, I've had people try to make me believe that the Lord, my friend, sent that evil and tempted them. I said, not so. My friend, book won't back it up. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. My friend, brother, the Lord, them two angels, my friend, whether you believe it or not, my friend, judgment, my friend, had come to Sodom and Gomorrah. Yes, it had. My friend and brethren, they, them two angels, my friend, said, let us in down there. My friend Lot said, not so. My friend, not so. You don't want to go in there. My friend, they said, we'll just dwell in the street. And they said, no. My friend, he said, you're coming home with me. Glory to God. My friend, he knowed. Yes, he knowed. You say, preacher, you don't think that God, my friend, can keep a man out of that sinful state? My friend, I'm going to tell you something. My friend, don't you get too big for your britches. My friend, brethren, you ain't as stout as you think you are. My friend, you miss a service. My friend, I'm just going to be plain with you and don't know why. My friend, you miss a service on purpose. My friend, brethren, the next time it rolls around, my friend, there'll be something there. I said, well, it wasn't too bad, was it? My friend, yes, sir, it get a little easier. My friend, you get a little, you know what happens. My friend, the devil just lulls you to sleep. Yes, sir. Little by little, he'll rock you. Yes, he will. My friend, he knows. My friend, he knows. He's, you can say, preacher, I'll overcome him. My friend, you won't do it without the help of the Lord. My friend, it takes the Lord to get rid of the devil. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. My friend, my number one fear about all this pandemic stuff, my friend, is that people have lost their sight of what's going on. My friend, yes, they have. My friend, whether you believe it or not, we're in the same shape, my friend, they was when David went down there and saw his brethren. My friend, and they, brethren, they had been dismayed 40 days. My friend, they wasn't a one of them fighting. My friend, old Jesse done sent them some cracker and some cheeses. Yes, sir. Thinking they had been in hard battle. My friend, hear me. My friend, they had lost. They had lost their fight. Yes, they had. My friend, and they was valiant warriors. My friend, read them. My friend, read them. See if I ain't telling you the truth. My friend, now listen. My friend, David wound up down there. Oh, it's hard for me to stop and get a drink. My friend, yes, it is. My friend, I'll tell you, I got a one-track mind. My friend, and brother, it comes so quick sometimes I can't stop. My friend, and if I do, I lose it. My friend, worse than I ever did. My, yes, sir. My friend, David wound up down there. Did he not? My friend, brother, it wasn't just David, it's the king and all. Yes, sir, they'd all laid back. My friend, here come that guy, giant out there. And my my friend and brethren, he defied the armies, my friend of Israel. Yes, sir, and defied the God of Israel. Yes, sir, and brethren, it got David's attention. My friend, I love to see people on fire, don't you? Yes, sir. My friend that's got to want to. Yes, sir, preacher, I want to help. What can I do? My friend, brother, we'll find you something to do. Yes, sir. My friend, it tickles me sometimes. Brethren, when I was at work, as people come in there, my friend, oh, I'm going to make you the best worker you've ever had. My friend, I wouldn't tell them, but brethren, I'd go back to my office, my friend, and I'd wonder how long it's going to make it. Yeah. Most of them kind, my friend, they ain't but a day or two worker. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, but think about it. Old David began to inquire around there, and his brother even told him, he said, you're full of mischief. You just going to cause an uproar down here. Yes, sir. They done got laid back, hadn't they? My friend, yes, sat in the easy chair. My friend, that battle went pretty good. They didn't do nothing. My friend, 40 days. Brethren, in being like that, and the word got out to Saul. My friend, he said, bring David here. He didn't know David. He didn't know who they was talking about. My friend, David come over there, and he began to tell him, he said, you're but a youth. My friend, he said, I've got men. My friend, yes, sir, but them men wasn't fighting. My friend, though David told him, he said, yeah. But he said, thy servant was keeping his father's sheep. My friend said, a bear come out. I said, and I slew him. Grabbed him by the beard. My friend, and got that little ewe lamb. Yes, sir. He said, a lion come out. My friend, and said, I slew him. My friend, he said, this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, isn't it something? My friend Saul thought within himself, I better give him something to fight with. My friend, don't you think? I don't think Saul was out of turn on that. He gave him his own armor, but I'll be honest with you. My friend, David might have been a youth, but he must have been a pretty good stature man. My friend, Saul was a head taller than all of them. My friend, it'd been foolish for him to give him his armor. My friend, it swallowed him whole. My friend, but he put it on, didn't he? My friend, and the Bible said, David told him, said, I ain't proved this. Left out down there, didn't even have a bow in his hand. My friend, just a sling. Brethren stopped by the creek. Brethren got him five smooth stones. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I believe David was a pretty good shot. My friend, but I believe the Lord helped him a little too, don't you? Yes, sir. Well, I believe he did. I believe David done everything in his power, my friend, to kill or to do away with Goliath. My friend, that old rock sunk. My friend, you think about slinging a rock. My friend, yes, sir, a stone. Yeah, David, it wasn't his first stone. No, sir. My friend, sunk in his head and he hit the ground. Did he not? My friend, David didn't even have a sword. My friend took the sword off of Goliath and cut his head off. My friend brought that head back to Saul. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Then the battle went on. Yes, sir. Think about it for just a minute. My friend, you say, preacher, don't you think David done all that? I think David done all that with the help of the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You may not believe so when you get to reading it over there. I'm going to tell you something tonight, my friend. You're in a habitation. And my friend, you're in a dwelling. We're all separate, my friend, in one sense of the way. But brethren, when we come together, we're one body. And my friend, yes, we are. And my friend, and we got one habitation. And my friend, we got one thing of interest. And my friend, did you know that? And my friend, when you come to the house of God, and my friend, they ought to be one mind. And my friend, and they ought to be one accord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. One thing of mind and one thing of interest. And my friend, yeah. Yes, sir. And my friend, you say, preacher. Preacher, I don't know about you tonight. And my friend, when David got down there and he heard what he did, my friend, he had battle on his mind. Yes, sir. He said, we're going to defeat this young man. Yeah. Goliath. Goliath even made mention. He said, am I a dog? My friend, what are you doing sending this little old youth out here? My friend, and he said, I'll feed your flesh to the fowls of the air. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, and Goliath probably could have had. My friend, but brethren, he didn't know who he is against. And my friend, old David had one bigger than he was. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And my friend, now let me go on. And my friend, he said, it made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth. And my friend, and hath determined the times before appointed. And my friend, brethren, there had been some times before appointed. And my friend, there was an appointed time. Yes, they were. And my friend, the Bible says, brethren, is there not a time acceptable? An acceptable time? An acceptable day? And my friend, brethren, that day had been appointed. Yes, it had. And my friend, you may not think so. And my friend, but the writer says like this. He said, in the fullness of time, God sent his son. And my friend, brethren, that time had already been appointed. And my friend, and brethren, that time and that day wasn't what me and you chose. And my friend, or what man chose. And my friend, in the fullness of God's time, and my friend, he sent his son. Yes, he did. Yes, sir. The scripture teaches us. And my friend, whether you'll have it or not. And my friend, I believe Paul was a chosen vessel. And my friend, he said he is one born out of due season. And my friend, but brethren, God had chose Paul. And my friend, when he was Saul. And I, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I believe with all my heart he come under conviction. And my friend, the day that they are stoning Stephen to death. And my friend, it done something to Saul. And my friend, that he never got over. And my friend, he may have continued for a while, but he didn't get over it. And my friend, these folks that's been convicted in the house of God. And my friend, some of them might have been convicted a year ago. Some of them might have been convicted 5 years ago. You say, preacher, I don't believe that. Well, you can believe what you want to. And my friend, the truth of it is, my friend, God don't work on mine and your time scale. And my friend, no, he don't. No, he don't. I've seen men, my friend, and women alike come under the conviction of God. My friend, I started to tell you this morning, I can't tell by looking on your face whether you saved or lost or happy or sad. I can go by the expression. My friend, but brethren, there's times that God will point people out. My friend, and they'll show you. My friend, he'll show you exactly, my friend, who it is. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've seen people before I ever got there. My friend, hadn't you? Yeah. My friend, preacher, I won't have that. My friend, I was helping in a revival years ago. My friend, brethren, and through the course of the week, I had a cousin. My friend that lived over there close to where we was running revival. My friend and brethren, as far as I know, never had been in the house of God. My friend, and if I'm, brethren, if I'm not telling you the truth, my friend, brethren, the Lord showed me one night. I said, she's coming. My friend, I hadn't talked to her in years. My friend, hadn't seen her. I worked, she worked. My friend, and all such as that. My friend, I don't know where it's Wednesday night or Thursday night. You know what? I looked out across the congregation, and there she said, yes, sir. My friend, don't tell me God won't show you things. My friend, and sometimes they come to pass pretty quick. Yes, sir, and sometimes it takes a while. My friend, I can't determine that. In what I see, I can't determine that. My friend, I've seen some things, my friend, that ain't come to pass yet. Y'all ain't gonna like what I'm fixing to say. My friend, but I'm gonna tell you something. My friend, old Simeon over there, brethren, the Bible said that the Lord had showed him he wasn't gonna leave this world. My friend, until he seen the consolation of Israel. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He was an older man. Yes, he was. My friend, but brethren, when he seen Jesus, and Jesus was 8 days old. Yes, sir. My friend, and when he saw him, my friend, can I ask you something? Who told him he was the consolation? My friend, I believe Mary had a baby in her arm. My friend, don't you? To most folks, it looked just like a baby. Glory! Glory to God! My friend, but to Simeon, he saw the consolation. My friend of Israel, he said, let me have that child. And I held him, thank God. He said, and thy servant, he said, let thy servant now rest in peace. Glory, glory, glory. My friend, don't tell me God won't show you what's coming. And my friend, he will sometimes. And my friend, he might not gonna be tell you when it's gonna happen. And my friend, no sir, I know. My. Glory, glory, hallelujah. And my friend, I feel better. Glory to God. And my friend, I can't help it. And my friend, there's some things the Lord showed me. And my friend, that I ain't seen you. Do you know that? And my friend, why, preacher, what are you telling? And my friend, I just can't help but to believe. And my friend, brethren, they's coming to tomorrow. Unless I see it tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. You say, preacher, not so. Not so. My friend, where do you think tomorrow comes from? My, I ain't got time to get in there. My. I know that some of you think I've lost my mind. My friend, brother. No, sir. No, sir. I thank the good Lord. Help my friend. Thank the good Lord. Help my friend. I would to God I could just show you. Help my friend just a little bit. Help my friend just a little bit of what the Lord, help my friend, has impressed upon us. Help my friend, church. Help my friend, be of good cheer. Yes, sir. Help my friend, listen. He said, and hath determined the times before appointed. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory. Glory to God. Help my friend, and he said, and the bounds of their habitation. Help my friend, the bounds of their habitation. Help my friend, you know, brethren, it's good to be in a good field. Did you know that? Help my friend, I see people today. Help my friend, most farmers, farm workers, if they got any land at all, you know what they're doing? They cutting hay. Yes, sir, if they ain't already cut it. My friend, and then they're baling. Thank God, I feel sorry for them. They don't bale hay like they did when I was cutting. Yes, sir. They don't stack it on truck like we did. Then they had to go to the barn. My friend, you didn't stack it on ground, folks. My friend, it went up. Yes, sir. Everything was up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But you know what? It's a wonderful time. My friend, when they're harvesting. Now, it looks to me like most of them got a pretty good hay crop. My friend, I've been a few miles around. Brethren, and all of you doing the same thing. My friend, all of you doing the same thing. My friend, why, preacher? Because it's harvest time. Is it not? My friend, I seen some cotton. Yes, sir, it ain't ready. My friend, it won't be ready. My friend, for about another month and a half. My friend, then it'll get ready. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. What are you saying, preacher? My friend, what did the Lord tell his disciples over? He said, look out upon the fields. He said, are they not white to harvest? My friend, yes, sir. He said, the harvest is plentiful. Glory! Glory to God! But he said, the laborers are few. My friend, just got a few. Some of y'all, it takes longer to get it all, the process done. My friend, don't it? My friend, you could use several tractors and men. My friend, and hay balers. Get it all done, go home. My friend, don't work that way. No, sirree. No, sirree. Church, let's open our eyes. My friend, see that the fields are white to harvest. My friend, and let's do all we know to do. Yes, sir. Do you know, you say, preacher, all I can do is pray. My friend, brother, I like people to pray for me, wouldn't you? Yes, sir. I like folks to get them on my mind. Get me on their mind. Let me put it that way. My friend, somebody prayed for me. Do you know that? Somebody was praying for me before I got saved. My friend, somebody's praying. I don't know what they're praying. My friend, I had no knowledge of what it was to be saved. My friend, I had no knowledge of what it was that you had to do to get saved. No, sir. No, sir, but I'll tell you what I did have. My friend, I had a broken heart. Hadn't I, friend, brother, and I had something that haunted me to death. Yes, sir. You know what it was? It's conviction what it was. Hadn't I, friend, brother, but the Lord showed me if I died in my condition. Hadn't I, friend, I'd die without him. Hadn't I, friend, and bust hell wide open. Hadn't I, friend, that's what I knew. Yes, sir. Hadn't I, friend, it'd be good for us just to dwell in our habitation. Yes, it would. Yes, it would. Hadn't I, friend, I don't know. Brethren, I really don't. I don't know this evening, my friend, altogether what you got out of the message that I had. Hadn't I, friend, I didn't get to get down to everything, and I'm not going to worry about it. Hadn't I, friend, I'm going to have to leave the rest of it for another day. Yes, sir, and hope it don't rain. Glory. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Hadn't I, friend, I'll tell you, I love harvest time. Hadn't I, friend, I love plowing time. We had a garden. We don't do a garden anymore. I took up the space with some trees. Hadn't I, friend, I rent my garden spot. Hadn't I, friend, I did, but my trees have died out now. I might get back one day. But I love plowing. Plowing up the earth. I really do. I love plowing it. Hadn't I, friend, I love laying off them rows. Hadn't I, friend, and I like putting that seed in the ground. Hadn't I, friend, I like to see it come up. Hadn't I, friend, I like to see the fruit on the vine. Hadn't I, friend, but I despise picking it. Just to be honest with you. Hadn't I, friend, I despise picking it. Hadn't I, friend, they be a lot of times I'd hope Kathy get home before I did. My friend, she'd get them beans picked for her before I get there. My friend, yeah, she did a lot of times. She did. My grandmother, she's she might have been old in age, but brother, she knew what to do. My friend in a garden, she knew how to take care of a garden. Yes, she did. She'd help all she could. My friend, church, let me tell you something. My friend, I believe the Lord wants us to be as one. My friend, I believe when we meet here on this little place, my friend, that we meet in one mind and one accord. Yes, sir, that we come with the same interest. You say, preacher, the lost ain't filling the house. My friend, let's just pray this, my friend, that the lost get lost. Yes, sir. That they come to the realization what lost is. And my friend, when they come to that realization, my friend, they going to do something. Yes, they are. And my friend, yes, they are. Brethren, I've seen people, my friend, hold on when God had a hold of them. And my friend, there's a man got a hold of me one night and I thought he had squeezed my guts out. I'm not exaggerating. He wouldn't let go. My friend, God had a hold of him. My friend, and he had a hold of me. My friend, and I was a praying, Lord. I don't know altogether what I was praying, but I couldn't hardly speak. My friend, I was just a praying that he'd just let go and go to the altar. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He didn't do it that night. My friend, no, he didn't. Brethren, saddened my heart. Brother G.W. Shaw, my friend told me one time, brethren, he is pastoring down there at Union Grove. This was before our time, before my time. My friend, several years. Brother, Union Grove used to have posts. My friend, out in the middle of the church. That run through the church, and there's guide wires. My friend, brethren, that held the building up. My friend, brethren, that's the only way I know to put it. He said they was in revival meeting. He said this man, he said one night, he said he grabbed a hold of that post. He said there wasn't nobody to get him off of it. my friend, tears running down his face. Ain't my friend, the Lord pleading with him, the church pleading with him. Ain't my friend, he said he'd never come. Ain't my friend, now I wasn't there that night. And I didn't know that man then. But I know the man he is talking about. Ain't my friend, and he said, Randy, he said, I don't believe to this day. Ain't my friend that he's ever professed a hope in God. Ain't my friend, I said, to my knowledge, he hadn't. Ain't my friend, you hear me. Ain't my friend, brethren, it's very important when God deals with you. Ain't my friend, and the most important thing is just let go and God take over. Ain't my friend, you'll figure the rest of it out. Oh, yes, sirree. Oh, yes, sirree. Ain't my friend, I'll tell you, it's a rough thing sometimes to come under conviction. Oh, yes, sir, the power of God. Ain't my friend, get a hold of you. Ain't my friend, I can make it all right till I laid my head on my pillow. Brethren, I laid my head on my pillow. Brethren, there's things bothered me, haunted me. Yes, sir, for days on end. Preacher, why didn't you go? I don't know why I didn't go. Ain't my friend, brethren, I know God was dealing with me the best I could figure out. Ain't my friend, but brethren, I'll tell you, the night that I went, I was even stubborn. Ain't my friend didn't want to go. Ain't my friend, no sir, said about 3/4 of the way back. Ain't my friend, God dealing with my heart and him singing a song, and I'll guarantee you the bench was rattling. Ain't my friend, I mean, I was shaking. Ain't my friend, and they sung that first verse. Ain't my friend, and I was in that shape. Yes, sir, and old Carlton, he said a few words. And while he was saying a few words, I said, Lord, if they'll sing another verse, I'll go. If they sing another verse, I'll go. The thing of it is, folks, it was Wednesday night, and we didn't have altar calls on Wednesday night. We didn't have preaching on Wednesday night. We had prayer meeting. People would read, and people would get up and testify, shout, and whatever. Yes, sir, that's what we had. But the night I got saved, it was all turned around. It was all messed up. I didn't know what night it was, just to be honest with you. I was in bad shape. I believe the Lord must have known. You believe that? I believe. I couldn't tell you one word Carlton Rogers preached. I couldn't. I was scared to death. Yes, sir. But he preached that night. They sung the verse. While he's talking, I said, Lord, one more verse and I'll go. What's the chances of them singing another verse? That's just what I was thinking back there. They ain't going to sing another verse. Huh? They done sung one. Called and turned around and looked at the choir director and he said, brother, he said, I want you to sing one more verse. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll be honest with you. I don't know what happened altogether, but I come out of that pew. I did. I come out of that pew and I come down to the altar. Brethren, I cried my heart out. I asked the Lord to save me. I remember that, but I'm going to be honest with you. I remember very little. Very little about what went on. I didn't see a big light. I didn't get up shouting. No, sirree. I got up and I told the church. I said, the Lord saved me. Yes, sir. The Lord saved me. You know what? They took that. They took that. I'm going to tell you something else. He saved me. He did. He saved me. Thank God I know the difference. Yes, sir. And there was a difference from that moment. Preacher, it don't help that quick. Well, it helped that quick with me. But I'm going to tell you something, folks, and I'm going to be real, real truthful with you. I didn't know what I had. I didn't know what I had. I didn't know what the Lord had really done for me. But I'll tell you one thing that I didn't do from that night on. Never have. I didn't worry about dying and going to hell.
Yes, sir. It's gone. Huh? Don't even think about that part. Huh? It don't bother me. Wonder why it don't bother me. Glory to God! I got something, brother, that's better than what the devil had. Yes, sir. I got enough. I got enough. That's enough. I'll hush. It's good to be here.